Jared, good morning to you. Cards are dancing with LBC's Wednesday morning news. I'm Steve Lindell. As we first told you Monday, it's Kentucky against Ball State baseball Friday at noon in Lexington in the NCAA tournament. You could hear the emotion in the voice of Coach Maloney, Rich Maloney, when I talked to him on WMUN.
Beyond comprehension, Steve. I mean, these boys are amazing, and finally, we broke through. As good as we've been for all these years, we haven't been able to punch the ticket, and we punched it.
I'm Peter Killeen. Hoosier voters will be receiving postcards in the mail from the Secretary of State's Election Division. Mailing's part of a statewide voter list maintenance. The goal, identifying outdated, duplicate, and inaccurate voter registrations to improve the accuracy and the integrity of Indiana's voter registration list. You don't have to do anything in response to receiving a postcard. Andrew Hanna, Chief Deputy in the Madison County Prosecutor's Office, receiving the Up and Coming Lawyer Award, the award presented by Indiana Lawyer Magazine. He was nominated for the honor by Madison Circuit Court Division 6 Judge Mark Dudley and others. Letters of support were submitted by a number of dignitaries as well.
With temperatures going up heading into the summer, the Hoosier State is gearing up for a variety of community activities. Sasha Nixon has more about some upcoming events.
It may seem surprising that we're approaching the first weekend in June, but alas, we are about 6 months into 2023. This weekend, you can visit events like Lebanon's Boone County Summerfest and the Rosedale Strawberry Festival starting Friday. The Earth Day Indiana Festival in Indianapolis and Crashing for Kids Demolition Derby in Grandview are scheduled for Saturday. And if none of these events are the right fit for you, Fort Wayne's Arab Fest and the Village Art Fair in Winona Lake will be open to the community Saturday and Sunday. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teacher that found a miracle in San Francisco makes today's Dean's List. Elizabeth Softkey taught for over a decade when suddenly she was diagnosed with advanced stage cancer. She couldn't return to work and her savings quickly vanished, paying for rent and medical bills. She was evicted from her home and tried to find temporary housing. That's when she met Elizabeth, a volunteer for Miracle Message, a nonprofit that reunites families with relatives who've become homeless. Joan helped Elizabeth receive money from a pilot program called Miracle Money that gave $500 a month for 6 months to help her.
And I saw how immediately, it just took a huge burden off of her and enabled her to plan for her future, to save money.
Elizabeth was back on her feet again and able to use her voice to advocate for people like her suddenly finding themselves without a home. She helps a program now called Miracle Friends. Elizabeth and Joan, you both made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
A rocker from Indiana in Hoosier history. That and national next on LBC.